Good morning. My guest this morning is Crystal Helmer from the Quarry Hill Botanical Garden. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
So what is Quarry Hill?
Quarry Hill is a garden that is like no other. It's a beautiful oasis. It's from plants from primarily Asia. The importance of Asia having plants from that area is because this is a global world that we're dealing with now, and what happens away affects what's happening locally. So we really try to protect it. But not only is it a scientific institution, but it's a place to come and get away from the hustle bustle and really experience the beauty of nature.
I heard ears prick up all over the airway. So this is basically Asian plants, but a lot of these plants relate to plants that we are familiar with, right?
That's right, yes. And what makes Quarry Hill so unique is that we go to these areas and we collect seed. So having a garden that started from seed rather than bringing in plants is incredibly unique, and that means we have to travel there quite often and add to the collection.
We hear a lot about animals becoming extinct.
Yes.
It's a big item in the news.
Yes.
But really, as I see here from your throwaway here, the same thing happens with plants. It is happening with plants.
Absolutely. So when people go outside, they see a lot of plants. So they don't really think, oh, there's a bunch that are extinct. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Things are going extinct very rapidly, and they are tied to animals. So what affects, what plants do affects animals and vice versa. And everything, we depend on, our survival is so dependent on plants. It's we eat plants, the materials that we have, you name it. If plants go away, so do we, and so do many, many animals too.
Well, people are going to be visiting you on Saturday, May the 20th for Wild Collections Expeditions for Education. What are they likely to see?
Oh, it is a wonderful event. In fact, I've heard that it's one of the best in the valley. And we really try to keep it fun, but knowing that we really need to raise critical funds to keep our program open. We offer children, schools that don't have the funding to keep science at the forefront, we give them the opportunity to bring their classes to our site completely free. And we even pay for the buses. But in order to do that, we have to raise the funds to do so. So knowing that we've got wonderful people in Sonoma County that are willing and know the importance of our mission, we ask on that particular day that they would help us financially. And we try to make it such a joyous experience for them. So there's a ton of entertainment, and I don't want to give too many secrets away.
Sure.
But it's definitely a party, a must-attend party.
A lot of people in our audience have been to Luther Burbank Gardens. What's the difference?
Okay, so if you go to Quarry Hill, you're going to see a natural environment. We don't bring in pops of color the way other gardens do because we want to stay true to it being how you would see in the wild. It really is supposed to be as natural as can be.
So this is your 30th anniversary this month.
Yes.
What have you accomplished over the 30 years? What kinds of stuff have you worked on?
Oh, excellent question. If you can imagine 30 years ago, there wasn't anything at Quarry Hill. It really was an old rock quarry. Jane Davenport Jansen was the owner, the founder, and she had a vision. And she had a vision that was really in the 30 years, a short 30 years, because mind you, plants take a while to grow.
Right.
And so it's a very young garden, but it is incredibly amazing to see the progress and the growth, not only with the plants, but the events that we do and all the excitement behind it and how we're growing and taking on new projects and the staff and everyone's pouring their heart and soul. The gardeners are very dedicated to their job,
great.
And it makes it such a magical place.
Well, let's tell people once again, you get a chance to see this on May the 20th. It's Wild Collections Expeditions for Education. It's the fifth annual fundraiser for the Quarry Hill Botanical Gardens. Saturday, May the 20th. For information, can you call 996-3166? Is there a website?
Absolutely. www.quarryhillbg.org.
Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.